Welcome to part two of the snippets. Now, we started to create the file, and I've got it in group.
Control 2, snippets-steps.txt, comma.
And we got the steps there. And we're getting ready to create the snippet file now. Okay. So, and my name is Lewis Wood, and I am blind, and as usual, turn the volume down or up on one of your speakers, the one you want to listen to. Okay. All right. So, without further ado, let's begin. Let's go to group 3.
Control 3. Group 3, open paren, empty, closing paren.
It's empty. So, we're going to go ahead and we're going to create snippets. The easiest way to do it is you go in here, you just do Control Shift P for palette.
Control Shift P. Type the name of a command to run period edit combo greater. To set the value, use S for N I P P E T snippets colon configure user snippets comma recently used. One of
there
three.
You go.
To
I'm going to
press the arrow keys period.
I'm going to select configure snippets.
Snippets colon insert snippet comma snippets colon configure user snippets comma recently used. Enter. Select snippets file or create snippets edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value period.
Now I can either select one or I can create one.
Quick input list box, HTML.json, comma, open paren HTML, closing paren,
comma, HTML.
Existing snippets, 1 of 69, JavaScript tree.json, comma, open paren JavaScript React, closing paren, 2 of new global snippets file, dot, 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 comma, new snippets, 3 of 69.
There you do a new to global
to
an one.
Item, press the arrow keys, period.
But I don't want to do that.
New snippets file for apostrophe video, apostrophe, dot, 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 4 of 69. To move
okay.
To an item, press the arrow keys, period.
It says new one for video, but this is my workspace. I called it video, real short name, so, but that's the one I'm going to create right here. Okay, so
enter type snippet file name edit type in text period.
Now it wants me to type in a name, so I'm gonna sit there and say HTML
video
video snippets. Okay,
enter video dash visual studio code HTML video dot code dash snippets comma editor group 3 editor type in text period.
Okay, we're at the beginning of the file.
// place your video workspace snippets here period. Each // description period. Add comma separated edits of the languages where the snippet is applicable in the scope field period. If scope // is left empty or omitted comma, the snippet gets applied to all languages period. The prefix is what is. // used to trigger the snippet and the body will be expanded and inserted period. Possible variables are colon. // $1 comma // example // quote.
See, so it's got all the explanation there and everything. So this is basically an object file.
Top, open brace.
See, it's got an open brace. It's an object file. So we got to enter this as objects. And it resides, because the way I created it, I said create it for just this workspace.
Control Shift A, Files Explorer Tree View, HTML video dot code dash zero dot code, open, 1 of 5.
See, it's in dot VS code.
1, HTML video dot code dash snippets, 1 of 1. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, period. Enter, HTML.
Now what I'll do is I'm going to keep this file and I'll copy it into the steps directory for that you can download from the GitHub thing. Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and we're going to start creating this.
// place your video workspace // is left empty or omitted comma the snippet // $1 comma $2 for tab stops comma // placeholders // example colon // quote print to console quote colon open // quote // quote prefix quote colon quote log quote comma.
Yeah, that's their example.
// quote body quote colon open bracket. // quote console dot log open paren // quote $2 quote. // closing bracket comma. // quote description quote colon quote log output to console quote // closing brace. Closing brace. Closing brace. // closing brace.
Okay.
End. Enter, 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 enter. Blank, blank.
See, that's their sample.
Closing brace.
And there's a closing brace at the very end. I made sure to have that.
Blank. Blank, 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 // closing brace.
Since all this stuff is commented out, it does not need a comma or anything. I could actually delete it if I want.
Blank.
But I'm not going to. I'm going to leave it there for you.
// blank.
Okay. Now,
blank, blank.
The way snippets are done is they are what you call an object array. So what we got to do is we got to give it a name. So the name of this snippet, we're going to call this snippet, I don't know, let's call it div.
Apostrophe.
Okay.
Apostrophe. Oops. Quote.
They want quotes. This one we'll call it, how about a
D, suggest list IV,
DIV,
HTML, video, dot code, dash, snippets, div, comma, editor group space.
3
space,
I M subject escape HDMI space space I N P U T S
with 3 inputs. Okay, because that's what we're creating. All right.
Blank quote blank.
And now you put a
colon suggest list
colon
box, open brace closing brace one of one to move to an item press the air space HTML video dot space blank 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 space colon space.
Okay, now we've got to do an open brace. Okay, this is where the object goes, because we're going to do an object for that. That's what that property has.
Open brace.
The snippet property, name property has an object attached to it.
Enter.
For the value.
Closing brace. Blank. Closing brace. Blank. Quote to three inputs, quote, colon, open brace. Blank.
Okay. Now, the first thing it needs some values. So let's begin with that. And... it needs a prefix.
Quote, suggest list box, body, 1 of 5. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, period.
And you notice he gave me a selection here. I got body. I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Description, 2 of 5. To move to an item,
description.
Press the arrow. Is file template, 3 of 5. To move to an item, prefix, 4 of 5. To move to an item,
all
press
right,
the arrow
I'm
keys,
period.
I'm
going to go ahead and accept prefix.
HTML video dot code dash snippets.
I just hit tab key.
Quote, 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 space, colon, quote, X.
Yeah, see, it says prefix.
Quote, colon. Space, quote, quote.
And now we enter the value. Now, this is going to be an HTML one, and it's no good in Java. Now, in JSX, maybe, but we're not doing that, React or something. So let's just leave this for HTML. So
HTML.
All right.
End blank.
Now, with any object variables in JavaScript, that's just what it was written in. This applies to all languages, remember. But this is an object, a JSON object file, okay?
Comma.
All right, so I do a comma, and then you go to the next line.
Enter.
Now.
Quote, suggest list box, body, 1 of 4.
Okay.
To move to an item,
we don't want that.
Scope, 4 of 4. To move to an item, press
I
the
hit
arrow,
the up arrow. I hit the up arrow, and I got scope right away, so that's the one I want.
HTML video dot code dash snippets, comma, editor group three editor. Type a quote prefix, quote, colon, quote, HTML, quote, comma, end, blank.
Oh, I wasn't thinking
quote,
correctly.
Comma.
Sorry.
HTML. HTML selected.
Okay. Why don't we call this?
DIV. 3. Three V I D D I V three I N P U T
Div three input all lowercase.
Quote scope quote colon quote.
That
quote.
Would be the prefix. Now you could do anything. You could put spaces up there if you wanted to or whatever, but I'm not going to.
Quote quote quote.
Okay, this is where I put the HTML.
HTML
in the scope.
End blank, comma, enter.
All right.
Quote, suggest list box, body, 1 of 3. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, period.
Now let's go ahead and we'll do the body. I'm going to hit the tab.
HTML video dot code dash snippets, comma, editor group three editor. Type in text, period. Quote, space, quote, quote.
Now see, they got quote, quote there.
Quote.
I'm going to get rid of the quote, quote.
Quote, quote, selected.
Okay, I'm going to put it brackets because I'm going to have an array. I'm going to have a multi-line one, so I need an array.
Open bracket, selected, quote, quote. Closing bracket, quote, quote.
See, it put the quote, quote in there for me.
Quote, closing bracket.
All right.
Quote, quote.
Now I'm going to go ahead and press enter.
Open bracket, quote.
Right after the first opening bracket, and which is only one, actually. And then I'm going to hit enter on the first quote.
Enter.
So it's on a line by itself. And now I'm going to go to the...
Quote. Closing bracket.
And we'll do a closing bracket.
Enter. Quote, quote. Tab. Tab. Quote, body, quote, call, quote, quote. Home, quote, quote.
Okay, I'm going to type in.
H-E-L-O. Space.
Hello.
W-O-R-L-D. H-T-M-L video
okay.
Dot code dash snippets. Escape.
I'm going to do that closing because bracket. I want to test it first.
Control S.
I always like to test.
Closing brace.
That way I don't get too far.
Closing bracket. N.
Okay. I'm at the closing bracket.
Comma.
I do a comma.
Enter. Quote. Suggest list box. Description. 1 of 2. HTML
and that's exactly what I need. The description.
Comma, editor group three editor.
Okay.
Type in text period. Quote. Quote.
There we are.
D I V space W I T H space 3 space I N P U T S S T U P N I. India. H. T. M. L. Space.
End quotes.
End quote. S. Space. A. N. D. Space.
And.
A. P. R. O.
Appropriate.
I. A. T. E. Space. L. B. B. A. L. Space. L. L. Space. L. A. B. E. L. S.
And appropriate labels.
Closing bracket. Quote. Description. Quote. Colon. Quote. Div with 3 HTML input and appropriate labels. Quote. S. Labels. Space. E. Space. L. A. B. E. L. S. S. Quote. Space. Space. Labels.
Yeah. That's why I said it wrong.
S.
Okay. I should be using my Braille display. Okay. Now I got that.
Closing brace.
And it's got the closing brace right there.
Blank, 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 closing brace.
It's got a few blank lines, but that don't matter.
Control
okay.
S. Blank, blank, closing brace. Quote, closing bracket,
now we
comma.
We got it defined inside our VS Code. So it's just for this project. It's not going to be for everywhere. Okay.
Control S.
That means you can do project-based ones. Okay. So now let's test it and see if it works.
Control 1, snippets.html, comma, editor group 1, editor, blank, blank, left slash div greater. Left label for equals quote my input 1 quote class equals quote LBL class quote greater enter my input 1 left slash label greater left input left slash div greater.
All right, we're going to leave that div.
Blank, blank,
now we
blank.
Can see what we did at the beginning at all times.
B,
and
star,
I'm going to put a BR3.
3, snippets.html, blank, left slash blank, BR3. Home, B, selected, BR3. B, suggest R, star, 3, snippets.html, comma, blank, less BR greater, less BR, end, enter.
There we go. I got 3 BRs there, 3 blank lines. And I'm going to go ahead and do a div.
D-I-V.
Div.
Period.
And.
M-Y.
My container.
C-O-N-T-A-N-E-R.
Okay.
Snippets.html, comma, editor group 1, editor, type, enter. Enter. Blank. Less div class equals quote my container quote greater. Blank. Blank. Less slash div greater. Blank.
Okay.
Control S.
Well, because as div container, it's going to come in handy later on when we start putting our stuff in, so we know exactly the difference from the other stuff. Okay. Now I'm going to type in the keyword, the prefix.
D-I-V-3-I-N-P-U-T.
All right.
Snippets.html, comma, editor group 1, at less slash div, hello world.
It says hello world.
Home, H-E-L-O, space.
Oh, wow. Well, anyway, I misspelled hello world.
Home, H.
I got to have two L's.
Selected, hello world, B.
Okay.
Blank, blank.
That's why Braille displays are better.
Control S.
But you can hear the video, so you don't hear a Braille display. Okay. Let's see. What we're going to do now is we're going to go to our snippet file that we created a moment ago. And go there, we're on the last video we created.
Control 2, snippets dash steps, less slash div greater. Blank. Less slash div greater. Less label for equals apostrophe dollar open brace 2 colon input id closing brace id apostrophe class e less div class equals apostrophe dollar open brace 1 colon div classes home. Selected, less div class equals apostrophe selected, less label for equals apostrophe dollar open brace 2 colon input id selected, less slash div greater.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and copy this.
Copied. Blank, 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 blank. Two closing paren duplicate the line. Blank.
Okay.
Two closing blank, 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 blank. Less slash div greater. Less label for equals apostrophe dollar open break home. Less.
Okay, now what I got to do here, I forgot. I gotta,
less label for equals home. Space.
I got to now put quotes in there. Okay.
Quote.
All right.
Home. Quote. Space. 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 Less slash div greater. Quote less label for equals apostrophe dollar open brace 2 colon input id closing brace less div class equals apostrophe dollar op home less quote d end blank greater blank quote quote less label for eq home quote space end blank quote less slash div greater home less quote end blank quote blank quote less slash div greater quote quote less label for equals apostrophe dollar open brace 2 quote less div class equals apostrophe dollar open brace 1 colon div classes closing brace apostrophe greater quote. Then replace values with prompt var quote less div class equals apostrophe dollar open brace 1 colon div classes closing brace apostrophe greater quote.
Okay, now we got the quotes. Let's go ahead and put the commas in now. The first line.
End blank quote blank.
It's going to need a comma.
Comma. Quote less label for equals apostrophe end blank.
The second line is going to need a comma.
Quote. End blank comma. Quote less slash div greater quote.
And the last line's going to need a comma because we got a closing bracket. No, that's right. We don't need one here because we got the div here.
Blank.
Okay.
Quote less slash div greater quote.
All right. So now we want to go ahead and copy it. So
end.
I go to the end. I'm going to hit the end key on that line, the bottom line. I'm going to hold down the shift key, do the home key.
Selected. Quote less slash div greater quote.
Now I'm going to go up.
Selected. Quote less label for equals. Selected. Quote less div class equals apostrophe dollar open brace one colon div class.
Okay. And that should get it all.
Copied.
All right. And now we're going to go to there, and they're in group 3, so control 3.
Control 3, HTMLvideo.code-snippets.com, quote description, quote colon, quote div with 3, closing bracket, comma. Quote hello world, quote.
There we are.
Quote, selected, quote hello world, quote.
Okay, I highlighted that whole line there. I just did a home and then did an end, and with the hold down the shift key. So now I'm just going to paste on top of it with what I've got in my buffer.
Pasted. Quote less label for equals apostrophe, quote less div class equals quote body, quote colon, open bracket.
Okay, now do a save.
Control S.
Now let's check to see if it doesn't have any errors.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected in the workspace, period.
All right. So it says there's no errors. So let's go over to 1.
Control 1. Snippets.html, comma, edit less slash div greater. Less slash body greater. Less slash div greater. Blank, blank. Less div class equals quote my container quote greater. Less br greater. Less br greater. Less div class blank, blank. Less slash div great blank blank.
Okay, right here. We'll do it right here in the middle.
Enter.
Okay. And we'll do div 3 int. Okay.
T suggest list box.
You got to type the last character in order to get to do it again.
To move to an item, press snippets.html, comma, editor group 1 editor. Type in
text. I hit the control Z. See, it never talks to you when it says the first one, and that's why you don't know what's going on. But the first one, if you remember correctly, was div class. Okay, for this one, what we're going to do is we're going to use the class red. How about we use that one? So we're going to type in
L-W-R-E-D,
okay,
space.
And then I've got a box. I created a class called box.
B-O-X.
That will define the size of the element the div that contains it.
Space.
And then I got a borders. I can decide which border I want to use. And so I put a space and I do B1.
G.
Whoops.
G. B. 1.
Okay. So I got 3 classes right there, and it's all going to go into that one class field. That makes it a list. It's really handy doing stuff that way.
Selected. Input ID.
Now this is the input ID. Now you notice it said it there. So let's say full name. How about we just do that?
F-U-L-L.
Now I need to do camel case, and then I'm going to have to separate it manually.
N-A-M-E.
That's only because the IDs, you don't want them spaced. Okay. So I'm going to hit the tab key again.
Less label for less slash div greater. Blank. Less slash div greater. Blank. Less slash div greater. Less slash body greater. Less slash blank. Less slash div greater. Less label for equals apostrophe full name id apostrophe class equals apostrophe lbl class apostrophe greater enter full name colon less slash label greater less input type equals apostrophe text apostrophe id equals apostrophe full name id apostrophe greater.
Okay.
End. Blank. Apostrophe great. Apostrophe greater. Full name id. Apostrophe. F. U. L. L. N. A. M. E. I. D.
Remember, we did that?
Delta. Full name I apostrophe. ID. ID equal apostrophe. Text. Apostrophe. Type equals. Type equal. Input. Label greater less. Label greater less. Label greater less. Slash. Colon less. Colon less. Full name.
There it is. Full.
U. L. L. N.
Now I have to do a space there.
Space.
There we go.
Less slash. Less label for
now
equals
that's
apostrophe.
Appropriate.
Full name I control S.
Now let's see what it looks like.
Fusion home, magnify,
whoops,
snippets.hdf5, debugging started, period, address in search bar, edit.
All right, now,
Home. F. Select 1. 1 file colon slash 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 C colon slash project slash video F6. Snippet F6. Enter full name colon edit. Snippets example blank. Heading level 1 snippets trial and demo. Blank. Enter my input 1. Blank. Edit.
That's what we had before.
Blank. Edit. Enter blank. Edit. Enter full name colon. Blank. Edit.
Okay.
Enter my input 1 edit. Enter full name colon edit. Type in text.
There it is. You see, it says it when we go around, so it's got it all there. So the four commands connect it to the label and all that. And it's inside of a box. Okay. We want to double check the classes to make sure that they're
working.
Enter
full name colon. Blank edit.
Just in case we got an error.
Enter full name colon.
Okay. So you do JAWS key, shift key.
Element information colon. Tag label has 5 parameters. Press E, press E, press E, press ESC to close this. Press ESC to close this. Press ESC to close this message. Press ESC to close this message. Period. Blank. Press ESC to close. Press ESC to close it. Element information colon. Blank. Tag label has 5 parameters colon. Class equals LBL class. Display for tag equals label. Text dash align equals left. MSA a role equal blank. Tag div has 4 parameters colon. Class equals LW red box BB1. Equals. Class. Equals. LW red. W. R, E, D, space, B, O, X, space, B, B, 1.
Ah, it's supposed to be B1, not BB1. So I made a mistake there when I typed it earlier, but that's okay. I can fix that one real easy.
Edit.
But that was my mistake.
Name, escape.
We'll take a look at it and double check it.
Snippets.leftdiv class equals apostrophe LW red box BB1 apostrophe greater. End. Greater. Apostrophe. 1. B, B.
Yep.
B. Bravo. Control S. Snippets example dash Google Chrome. Enter full name colon. Shift F5. Snippets example. Enter full name colon.
Now, people that aren't blind, they can see the changes that I just made. And I can't read the text, but I can see that something changed up there. Let me see what it looks like. I'm gonna make it smaller.
Alert.
Okay.
Shift F5. Blank.
Anyway, it should be correct now, I think. I don't know. Well, anyway. Okay. In the next video, we're going to expand this one and make it into multi-line. And I'm going to go ahead and do some of the grunt work for you, so that way we don't have to sit through the whole thing. Okay.